After wishing everyone a good evening, this is our Mishmar Shir for Thursday night. I want to thank everyone for joining us. Thank God we have one Daniel here tonight, because otherwise we're all Davids, which is very interesting. Again, I apologize that it's Torah Sheval Peh. I usually send the Makoros. We'll solve our technical challenges, Amritz Hashem, with the scanning. For Parshas Kisavo, and for preparation for Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin, which is fast and approaching, I want to call your attention to a series of three psukim in Shir HaShirim Perek Hei, and specifically to Rashi on those psukim. Hishbati Eschem Benos Yushalayim. Question is, who's taking the Shvua? And at simple, straightforward value, we would think that Benos Yushalayim are taking the Shvua. But we'll soon see that Rashi has a different twist. It's about Benos Yushalayim, but they're not taking the Shvua. The Mushbayim are not Benos Yushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mashbia. However, the Mushba are the Umos HaOlam. And not just the Umos HaOlam, but our worst enemies. They are taking a Shvua about Benos Yushalayim, and why? The pasuk says, "Im timtzu es dodi matad gidulo." The dod, of course, the beloved, is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch. When you find the dod, these are the enemies of the Umas Olam. When you encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what will you say to him? And you will testify, Shecholas Ahava Ani, that I am lovesick. Matodech midod, some sort of a rhetorical question. Hayafa banashim, matodech midod, shekocha ishpatani, dodi tzach v'adam, dogul mirvava. Rashi says, there's a dialogue going on here between the lines of the psukim. And that dialogue is between the Umos HaOlam and the Benos Yerushalayim, representing Klal Yisrael. And the subject of that dialogue is the judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Dod, and the relationship between Benos Yerushalayim, Hayafa Banashim, and the Dod. The key of key lies, says Rashi, in Madodech Midod. And let's read the Rashi inside. If you happen to have a Shir HaShirim with Rashi, if not, I hope it'll be clear. Hishbati Eschem Ha'umos. I am imposing an oath on the nations, on the foreign nations of the world. Says Rashi, Anshei Nevuchadnezzar. This Shvuah is being imposed on our worst enemies. Ra'isem. This is the parasha at the beginning of Vayikra. Rashi doesn't spell it out, but I believe Rashi is referring to the parasha of what we call Shvuas Karban, which means if you have testimony on my behalf, I can impose an oath upon you. I can be mashbia you. And now Benos Yerushalayim are being mashbia the Umos HaOlam Nevuchadnezzar and his entourage. What did you see, and what can you testify on my behalf on the day of judgment? Ra'isem Chananya Mishal Vazaria. Oh, I like that name. Mosrim Atzmam Lekivshon Ha'esh. They're willing to be thrown into the fiery furnace. Of course, for Kiddush Hashem, Rashi doesn't spell that out. Ves Daniel Gov HaRayos. Daniel is willing to be thrown into the lion's den. B.S. Doro Shel Mordechai B'mei Haman. that the generation supported Mordechai despite the decree of Haman. This is the testimony that you have on my behalf, and says Knesset Yisrael, I mashbia you to come forward and testify on my behalf. Im timtzu'u es dodi, the word im means when, you will find, you will encounter the dod. Rashi says, lasid lavo liyom adin, sheyevukash michem lahaid alai, you will be called upon to testify on my behalf. Ke'inyon shenemar, and he quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, yidnu edehem v'yatzdiku, they will offer their testimony and justify those who are in judgment. Of course, the obvious question, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need testimony? He knows what Klal Yisrael were capable of doing, of being Moser Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem on behalf of Almighty God. But nevertheless, a testimony that comes from our enemies is more powerful than anything that you could imagine. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Yuma that when Klal Yisrael were redeemed from Mitzrayim, they went into that harsh desert, they had nothing to support themselves. And the Umas Olam said, you know what? God brought them into the Midbar to destroy them. That's where they'll die. And the Gemara tells us that when the man fell down, it was piled up, according to one man, the Omar, 60 amos, another man, the Omar, 690 amos. And why? Because it was a Shulchan Aruch Keneged Sorarai. David HaMelech says in the famous capital that we recite over and over again, that Mizmor LeDavid Hashem Roi Lo Echsar, that the Shulchan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared for us for 40 years in the Midbar, the miraculous man, was Keneged Sorarai. This is going to be proof to the Umas HaOlam that there's an intimate relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. And that intimacy works in two different ways. Sometimes it expresses itself in the miracles and the blessings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers upon Israel, and sometimes the intimacy expresses itself in an antithetical way. And paradoxically, Knesset Yisrael, the beloved, are willing to give up their lives for the dod. Matagidulo, what will you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of the heavenly court? Ta'idu alai, says the Bnos Yerushalayim, shebishvil avaso, because of our love for him, for the dod, chalisi, I have suffered bisurim kashim beinechem, terrible pain and persecution amongst you, amongst the umos. And now the Umos Olam respond with a question. Madodech midod? What's the difference between this dod and another dod? How can you distinguish between one and the other? Says Rashi. Kein hayu sholem ha'umos es Yisrael. The umos throughout the generations, in their blasphemy, they raised the question against Klal Yisrael. My Eloheichem, Mikol Elohim, there are so many gods. We believe in a plurality of gods. The Kachatem Nisrafim, Vinitzlovim Olav, you're willing to be burnt at the stake, you're willing to be crucified, to give up your life with all the cruelty that the Umos imposed on you, and for what? For that dod? That dod is no different than any other dod. That's the blasphemy of our enemies. And here in the next pasuk, we have the response of Knesset Yisrael. Todi tzach v'adom dagul mirvava. My dod is the true dod. Yours are all false gods. My dod is tzach. Tzach means white. V'adom in red. You have a white person with a white face, but he has red cheeks. A certain beauty of youth. Dagul mirvava. He's on this high level. Dagul. This is our dod. There's a contemporary writer who's phenomenal on the Chumash. Again, if you're very rich, I would tell you to buy the multi-volumes. I think he's up to volume 15, called the Paradise Yosef. Says the Paradise Yosef, here in Parshas Kisavo, quoting a sefer from Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, we're going back many centuries in time, a sefer called Tamei Mesoros HaMikra. B'Parshasenu, in our parsha, there's a remez to this pasuk that we just read in Shir HaShirim, the declaration of Knesset Yisrael about the dod. Where is the remez in our parsha? He says that Chazal count up the klolos, the curses that Hashem will bring upon us, and the magic number is 98. Kiminyan tzach. Dodi tzach v'adom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the one hand, paradoxically, you bring upon us an entire cadre of klolos, of challenges, of face-to-face encounters with our worst enemies, and the number is tzach. But on the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the dough that's tzach, leman, lehogen, to protect us, mitzach klolos. V'chein hu b'rokeach, and you'll find this in one of the earlier commentaries, the Rokeach. Now, once the Paradise Yosef, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, quotes a piece of Torah that he says you'll find as well in the Rokeach. I don't have access to the Rokeach, but nevertheless, the Chidah very often quotes the Rokeach. And I want to call to your attention three comments of the Chidah, the first of which is in the name of the Rokeach. He quotes the pasuk, if we open up to Parshas Kisavo, the pasuk says, this is Perek Chavches in Sefer Dvarim, pasuk Samach Aleph, and the pasuk says, Gam kol choli v'chol maka asher lo kosuv b'sefer Torah zos, Yalem Hashem Elecha Olecha Od Lihishamdcha Hishamda. Sorry, it's very hard for me to read here. There's not enough lighting. But the pasuk starts with the word Choli. Kol Choli. Kol Choli. And the Chidah, in the name of the Rokeach, says that the phrase Kol Choli, if you count it up, and it's pretty easy to count it because the word Kol is 60, and add to that the lamed of choli, which brings you up to 90. Kol choli is 50 and 30 is 80, and add a yud at the end of the word choli, against choli without a vav, so you're up to 90, and the ches of course is 8, the magic number 98. Says the Rokeach, gematria Tzach, ki tzach klolos betochacha. And then he adds a phrase that frankly makes me shudder. V'kulon niskaimu b'Yisrael. And all the 98 klolos came to pass. And he quotes a proof from a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Mem, pasuk Beis, the famous chapter that we read on the Shabbos that follows Tisha B'Av. Nachamu, nachamu, ami, omar elokeichem, dabru el alev yushalayim, v'kiru eleha, ki mal'atz va'a, ki nirtza avona, ki lakha miyad Hashem kiflayim b'chol chatoseha. The word here, Tzva'a, is a very strange word, says the Mitzudas Tzion. Tzva'a means inyano zman katzuv. And he quotes a pasuk in Eov to prove this. So Dabru Alev Yushalayim, it's the moment of consolation. Ki Mala Tzva, because the time period has passed. Ki Nirtza Avona, there's a Ritzui on the sins of Klal Yisrael. Says the Rokeach, quoted here by the Chidah, that the word Tzva'a is once again 98, Mala Tzva'a. Sadi, of course, is 90. Then you have a bet, an aleph, and a hey. Is 3 and 8 is 98. Lekach, he says, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be pure protection on Klal Yisrael, because Mala, we have fulfilled, the cup is full of Tzva'a, of the 98 Klolos. As we saw, Kulam Niskaimos be Israel. Now's the moment of Nechama. I want to quote to you the Malbim, who's always my favorite on Tanakh, although I don't always understand him. But on the Pasuk Dodi Tzach Vadom, says the Malbim, what is this combination of two colors of white and red? Ratzalomar, my dod, he says, is kolul michesed verachamim. On the one hand, he's tzach. Tzach represents divine compassion. But on the other hand, he's also adom, the paradox, because the color red represents midas hadin, the punishment that God metes out to Bnei Yisrael under the law of justice. Ve'kachmora ad Adam, Pirish, Shehu, God is the Dod Hamakar, he's the source, L'tov v'l'ra, L'din u'l'rachmim, L'tovos u'l'roz, L'chaim u'l'mavos, u'l'mavos, V'kula mishoresh echad yotzim. All of this comes from one God, one source. Not like those who believed in two gods. The Gnostics, who believed in good, the God of good and the God of evil, it's all Shoresh Echad. And in essence, he says, Kulo Tov, V'ein Dover Nifrad Mimenu, all is good and nothing should be separated from that unity, from that God. And basically, what we have here is an acceptance on the part of Klal Yisrael of the one God who is Tzach V'Adom. And finally, when the Adom has reached its capacity, then we're ready for Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. But as I told you before, I wanted to add a few other comments of the Chidah. The Chidah says, Al Pizeh Hine Emes Nachon, the Amru Bizar, he quotes the Zohar. The Tochachos Elu, the harsh rebuke of Parshas Kitovo, Niskaimu Bechurban Bayesheni. We know that there are two Tochachos, one at the end of Sefer Vayikra Bechukosai, and perhaps the worst one here at the end, towards the end of Sefer Dvarim in Parshas Kitovo. The first is Keneged Bayis Rishon, and the second in Bayis Sheni. It means that all these 98 klolos came to fruition at the time of the destruction and thereafter of Bayis Sheni, throughout the bitter long gullus that was precipitated by Bayis Sheni. Says the Chidah in the Zohar, the Golu, and what's the source, the reason for the Golus? In the case of Ayesheni, Mishum Sinas Chinam. Okay? If we're into Gematrios, which I find absolutely profound, take a look at the word Chinam. Chinam, the Nun, of course, is 50, the Mem is 90, and the Ches is 8. Says the Chidah, Chinam Gematria Tzach. Because of Chinam, we suffered the 98 klolos of Parshas Kisovo, the klolos of Vayesheni, Niskaimu, Tzariches, klolos, and they all came to pass. Ubi Ezras Hashem Yisparach, with the help of God, we will reach the stage of Ubal Etzion Goel Bimheira B'Yameinu Amen. And finally, the third comment of the Chidah, which I think is the fruition, the culmination of the first two comments. He says, Lefi Divrei HaZohar Da'atochachos Tavo Shal Pashas Tavo, he means Niskaimu B'Bayesheni Nicha D'Bayesheni Nechrav Mishum Sinas Chidon Kvo Shomru Chazal V'atochachos Shal Kitavo Hen Tzari Ches Bigmatria Chidon The Asi Shapir, the Zeo Shomer Akosuv, and now he quotes a pasuk in Yeshayo Perek Nun Beis, pasuk Gimel. Let me read to you the two psukim in Perek Nun Beis that come before pasuk Gimel, so we get the focus and the framework. Uri Uri Livshi Uzech Tzion Livshi Bigdei Sefartech Yushalayim Yir Hakodesh Kilo Yosef. Yavo b'cha od Ariel v'tame Yishayo foretells the time of his ori livshe uzech tzion bigdei sefartech. And then in pasuk beis, his nari me'afar kumi, all these psukim are very familiar with to us, we'll be singing them in a few hours here in Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim his ori me'afar kumi, and he speaks about shaveh bas tzion, and then we get to pasuk gimel. Ki ko amar Hashem chinam nimkartem v'lo bekesef tigalu. The pasuk says, if you translate it literally, that we were sold. After Bayesheni, of course, we were sold as Havadim Mishvachas Bechinam for no reason. And we won't be redeemed with Kesef, Lo B'Kesef Tigalu. Says the Chidah, what's this all about? He says, Kevan Shenechrev Abayis Mishum Sinas Chinam Bechinam Nimkartem. As a result of Sinas Chinam, you were sold into slavery. And is Kaimu Chinam Klolos is dinhu, what we absolutely need is shenia oavim zelazeh. We have to do the tikkun for sinas chinam be achdus echad. The haremez shebekasuv, this pasuk in Yeshayo Perek Nun Beis is alluding to the fact that Kodem HaGeula, before the Geula can come about, it's got to be Achdus. Chinam Nimkartem. Be Avon Simchas Chinam Vim Kain. Kiyum HaMitzvah Eino Moil. Very frightening. We can add and multiply our mitzvahs, but that's not going to do it for us. V'lo B'Kesef Tig'olu. What is Kesef? Amru Chazal on another pasuk, Oev Kesef lo yizba Kesef, Oev Mitzvos. Kesef is an allusion to Mitzvos. V'lo b'Kesef Tigalu. Kesef, as great as it is, does not have the power to bring about Geula. Raka Achdus mevi'a l'Geula. Dafka me'achar sha'golus yibavur sin aschinam. Since Golus was precipitated by vain and baseless hatred, the only way that we can come to Geula is through Achdus. And that's what's being singled out here. So we have three comments of the Chidah, and they form, if you will, a unit. The first comment is that all of the Tzari Ches Klolos of Kisavo came to fruition at the time of Kimola Tzva. Number two, this, according to the Zohar, this parsha and its klolos is a reference to Bayesheni, and Bayesheni was brought about by Sinas Chinam, again the Chinam of Tzariches Klolos. And we pray for the time of Ubal Etzion Goel, but the third comment is that Ubal Etzion Goel is contingent upon Lo B'Kesef Tigalu, but rather Bechiram nimkartem, you were sold into slavery because of chinam, of sinas chinam. And the tikkun has to be achdus. It's got to be the unity of Klal Yisrael, the caring one for the other. Shania oavim ze lazeh, says the chidah. V'oz nisbarech min hashamayim ubolitzi on goel b'mheirav yameinu amein. And my friends, I think the plot grows even thicker if we're talking about the number tzadiches. In a different presentation elsewhere in the Pardes Yosef, the same sefer we quoted before, he makes reference to Rashi in Parshas Pinchas in Bamidbar Chavtes Pasuk Yudches. Let's just read the Pasuk in the Rashi. Uminchasam v'niskeyem leparim li'elim u'likvasim b'misparam kamishpat. Rashi says likvasim keneged Yisrael shenikru sepizura. The famous Pasuk in Yiriyah Perek Nun, sepizura, the, in a sense, pathetic vision of a little seh that's spread out. Klal Yisrael is the seh. We want to understand why the seh represents Klal Yisrael. That's dispersed throughout the nations of the world in the Golus. Says Rashi, v'im kvuim. And they have a certain specific number of kvasim that have to be brought over the course of the yontif of Sukkis. Uminyanam. And how many kvasim are being brought on the Mizbeach during the course of Sukkis? Tishim v'shmona. Count up, says Rashi, 98 lambs that are brought during the course of yontif. And why? Unbelievable. Says Rashi, lechalos mehem, to completely undermine and terminate from the people of Israel, represented by the kvasim, tishim u'shmona klolos, shevet mishneh Torah. We are the sef zura. And as a result of the kiyum of these klolos after Bayesheni and beyond, we are brought on the Mizbeach, 98 klolos. But that process of karbon is kedei lechalos es haklolos. Within the din, within the mishpat, the dod is adom. Yes, he's very red. Very red. 98 klolos. And we are the sef pizura. There is lavan. There is white. Perhaps the whiteness of Kaporas, Yom HaKippurim, the whiteness of Tshuva, the whiteness of Midas HaChesed. The 98 klolos represent the sacrifices of Knesset Yisrael during and in the aftermath of Bayesheni, but those sacrifices, those terrible Kiddush Hashem experiences brought upon our people will bring about the Dodi, not only Adom, but Tzach, the Kapara, and the Chesed of Kilui HaKlolos. It's time for Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. It's time for Ritzui on the Avonos of Klal Yisrael. Mola Tzva, Tzva is 98, we've had it all. And we turn to HaKadosh Baruch and we say, Genug, enough, die. The Pardes Yosef continues after quoting this Rashi in Parshas Pinchas by quoting a chiddush of the Chidushei Arim, the Ger Rebbe. He says that a chassan, following his wedding, has 7 days of simcha, Yemei Simcha Shiva. And twice daily, there's a recitation at the Suda Simcha of Sheva Brachos. That means on each day of the Yimei HaSimcha, there are 14 brachos in which the Chassan expresses his Simcha Misameach chasa v'kala. He says if you multiply 14 times 7, then guess what the magic number is? 98. Tzadiches brachos levatel hatzadiches klolos shebemishneh Torah. The Jewish people have two different methods of bringing about the geula, of bringing about the kilui, and the termination of the klolos of Mishneh Torah of Parshas Ki Tovah. One method is, of course, Mesiras Nefesh, receiving the klolos, but appreciating that Hashem is the source not only of the ra'os, of the Adam, but also of the Tovos, of the white, and accepting, embracing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all forms of Kiddush Hashem, of our love of Hashem. And included in the tikkun and the termination, undermining as it will the tzach klolos, there's another method and another approach. That's the approach of simcha. Because again, if we read Parshas Ki Tovah carefully, in Perek Chaf Ches, and we turn to Pasuk Mem Zayin, the Torah says, Tachas asher lo avadeta es Hashem Elokecha b'simcha u'betuv levav. Perhaps our approach to the mitzvos, to implementing God's will, is dry, it's unemotional, it's bereft of true joy in which our souls identify with the mitzvos. We are one with the mitzvos of Hashem. And lo avadetem es Hashem Elokecha b'simcha, that is the cause and the root of klolos. So the cause and the root of klolos is obviously chinam, the tzadiches of chinam, of sinas chinam, and we need achdus. But there's also, at the same time, and perhaps they're related, another source for the klolos, and that is we don't feel, we're not motivated and inspired to do the mitzvahs out of a state of simcha. And it's fascinating to me, and it cannot be coincidental, that the Rambam in the Mishneh Torah codifies Tachas Asher Lo Avadetem Es Hashem Elo Simcha U'Bituv Levav in one place. And that is at the end of Hilchus Sukkah. The Chag of Sukkos is called Zman Simcha Seinu. That's the place where the Rambam decides to address our obligation of Simcha. How do we relate to the mitzvahs of Hashem? If it's Ritzoni Lasos Ritzonecha, if my existential will is to fulfill the will of God, then I'm B'Simcha whenever I have the opportunity to do so. How many kvasim are we going to sacrifice during the course of Chag Simchasenu? The magic number is 98, says Rashi al HaTorah in Parshas Pinchas. We are going to be machale the klolos, the 98 klolos of Ki Tovah, through the experience of Simcha. Yes, there'll be Mizbeach. Yes, there'll be Kiddush Hashem. But it's going to be the Kiddush Hashem of Rabbi Akiva, of the opportunity to show and to demonstrate that we have nothing for ourselves. Even our very existence, our very life is dedicated to Hashem. The central symbol is the Mizbeach, but yes, it's also the Simcha of the Seh Pizura, of the 98 Karbonos of Chag Simchasenu. Says the Pardes Yosef in the name of the Chidush Arim, that Simcha goes beyond just Chag HaSimcha, but expresses itself in the life of every chassan. The chassan represents simcha. He's going to recite brachos. He's going to raise a cup and thank Hashem for bringing him to this day. He understands Kashik Kriyas Yamsuf. He went through many trials and tribulations. He didn't necessarily fall in love at first sight and immediately have the wedding. We all have our challenges, but ultimately, may Hashem Ish L'Isha, that relationship between Ish and Isha is so typical within the context of Shir HaShirim, of Hishbati Eschem Benos Yerushalayim, of the relationship of Tzach the Adam, of the ability of the Jew to understand, to go beyond the challenges and the Mesiris Nefesh and the Kiddush Hashem, to understand that there's Simcha, that there is an intimacy of Chasen V'Kala in the relationship between Benos Yerushalayim and the Dod. Of course, it's deep below the surface in certain times. We don't understand all the karbonos that have to be brought. And unfortunately, we're experiencing now in our time those karbonos, and we're seeing numbers that are staggering to the mind, mostly soldiers, of course, but even citizens. And we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzach, but be kind to us, accept the Sepzura, and we, Besimcha, will implement your mitzvos in the context of this love relationship. A love relationship is very complex. If you ever have a chance to read, well, I don't know if I can recommend it, an essay by my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik called Ubikashta Misham. I cannot recommend it for you, because you can only recommend something that you yourself understand. And I went through it more than once. I don't always understand it. But it's all based on this relationship of Barachti Mimcha Elecha, the paradox of the Dod and Benos Yerushalayim. But that paradox has to ultimately lead in its culmination to Simcha, the Simcha of Chag HaSukkos, which is the greatest Simcha that we have in the Jewish calendar year, the Simcha of Chasen V'Kala, which is the greatest personal level of Simcha. All that is the culmination of the religious experience of the Jew in his intimacy with the Dod. Now, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz had a Rebbe. You know, he was a Yosom, he was raised by his Rebbe, who was famous for writing a book called the Panim Meiros, but the same author wrote another work called the Kusnas Or. And in Parshas Nitzavim, I have a great Dvar Torah for you for Parshas Nitzavim. He writes, "Ledati zehu sod sheyesh lekayim b'chol yom mea brachos keneged mea klolos halolu levatlam." He rounds off the number 98 for various reasons, Ayin Sham, to the number 100, and keneged the 100 klolos of Parshas Kisavo, he has mea brachos b'chol yom. And those brachos are an expression of appreciation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that means that the appreciation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses itself in HaTov V'Ameitiv, in understanding that sometimes Kishem Shebevarchim Al HaTov Kach Mevarchim Al HaRa, embracing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all the different expressions that God brings upon us. And this leads me to a discussion about the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Zayin, Imru Lefanei B'Rosh Hashanah Malchios Zichronos Shofros, the essence of the framework, the kishkis of the Musaf service on Rosh Hashanah, which makes it the most unique Musaf for the entire year, are these additional three brachos, Malchios, Zichronos, V'Shofros. Malchios, Kedei Shetamlechuni Aleichem. Zichronos, Kedei Sheyala Zichronechem, Lefanai Letova, Ubameh B'Shofar. It's fascinating to me that amongst the psukim of Shofros, we have a pasuk in Baloscha, in Bamidbar Perek Yud Pasuk Yud, Ubiyom Simchaschem, Uvemoadechem, Uvarashe Chodshechem, we're talking about a day of Simcha. Offhand, I would have said that Rosh Hashanah is not mentioned here, because after all, Rosh Hashanah is a strange kind of Simcha. It's a paradoxical one. We leave out Hallel, the Rambam says, because Simcha is not complete. Ayin Sham. And then the pasuk says, "Uskatem." Again, we blow. But what do we blow? We blow chatzotros. Al aloseichem, v'al zivchei shalmeichem, v'hoyu lachem l'zikaron. Lefanai ani Hashem Elokeichem. Says Rashi in Parshas Baloscha, this pasuk is an allusion to Rosh Hashanah. Not only to Rosh Hashanah, but Yom Simchaschem is an allusion to the three brachos that make up the fabric of Musaf. Mikan Lamdu, and Rashi has a famous shita that Zichronos Malchus is Doraisa. Malchios Zichronos Vishofros. Shenemar Uskatem Hare Shofros. Don't ask me the kasha, but it says Chatzotros. Then Rashi says, Lizikaron, Vayelachem Lizikaron, Hare Zichronos. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Zu Malchios. Elokeichem means, I am your sovereign ruler. And Elokeichem, of course, means accepting God, B'midas Hadin, with His attribute of justice. And Rashi sees in this pasuk an integration of three different elements, and they all join together to form Rosh Hashanah's Musaf service. And I understand Shofros, because Shofar represents Simcha. This is the Tkiyah of Simcha, Biyom Simchaschem. The Chatzosros perhaps represent the meat of Din, of the Trua, because we blow the Chatzosros, you know, on a tiny Tzibur, Al Kol Tzar Shel Tovo, Al Klal Yisrael. And all this has to lead to the culmination of Malchios, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, in which we accept Hashem as Melech. But I'd like to call your attention to Zichronos, because at the face of it, I'm not sure I understand where Zichronos fits into this picture. I understand Malchios, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, accepting as it were Hashem as Melech, the Adom, Dodi Adom. I understand the Simcha, the termination of all the Klolos through the Kiddush Hashem of Malchios. We attain the Simcha of the Shofar, Biyom Simchaschem. But sandwiched in the middle here are the Zichronos. And if I could extend for 5 minutes the Shia, those who have to go, please go and prepare for Shabbos. I want to add three quotes here. One is from the first parak of the Ramchal's Mesilas Yesharim, and I think he gives us an insight into what it means Malchus to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim. Says the Ramchal, Ikar Mitzius HaAdam BaOlam Hazeh Rak LeKayim Mitzvos Lavod VeLama VeLamad BeNisayon. All of our life is a chain of challenges. Each mitzvah challenges us in a particular way, and our life essentially is to be omeid b'nisyonos. And when we're willing to be omeid b'nisayon, it means we're willing to give up on our own selfish desires and needs, the pleasures of this world. And we will get through this dedication to Hashem a situation in which we bring fulfilling the will of God, nachas ruach. And when mafana libenu to this avoda, all the distractions are put outside. Royalo shetia kolpani also, all his energy, his direction should be focused lebore yisbarach. Shelo yelo shum tachlis acher b'chol ha'maisa sheyaseh kot no gadol elo liskarev elov. This is the carbon of liskarev elov, the challenge of avodas Hashem, to fulfill the mitzvah of lamod b'nisayon, lishbar es kol ha'machitzos ha'mafsikos beino levein kono, to reestablish an intimacy between him and his creator, and all the inyanim of chamrius of olam hazeh that come to distract him should be placed on the side, should be secondary. What words of preparation for Malchus, for Rosh Hashanah, could we find a better formula of preparation? And then the Mesilas Yesharim goes on to speak about all these barriers and how we have to remove them, and to be rodef, to run after every opportunity to do mitzvos. Dovka nafshi acharechi, quotes the pasuk in Tehillim. Be tomcha yeminecha will be zochet to siyata d'shmaya and siyua from Hashem. And I believe that these words of Malchios, if you will, of the Ramchal, of course he doesn't say Malchios, reach their most poetic formulation 5 centuries before the Ramchal, in the words of the Ramban in his famous letter to his son, in which he writes, Bechol dvarecho ma'asecha ma'shvosecha, all your words, all your actions, all your thoughts, that's machshava dibra ma'isa, bechol eis, every moment of your life, chashov belibcha, focus your attention, ki'ilu ata omed lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'shchinasa olecha, the shchina represents the loving mother, that intimacy, kvodo moli olam, dvarecha yu bi'ema, ubi'ira, ke'eved lifnei rabo. That, I believe, is the most glorious expression of the essence of man as a servant of Hashem, of true malchios. And as a result, from yira, we climb to the level of ava, of shofros, of biyom simchaschem. But where does the chronos fit in? And this is my last presentation for tonight's Mishmar Shir. Reb Chaim Friedlander in his Sifsei Chaim writes something which I think is marvelous, and it's a true preparation for Rosh Hashanah. He says the following: Zichronos means our plea to Hashem to remember us. Ad kama Hashem Yisrael zocher osanu. To what extent is God aware of us? Is divine supervision and guidance, hashkacha pratit, a reality? How intense is Hashem's zechiras habris, the remembering of Klal Yisrael? Says the Sifsei Chaim, zet alui, it's corresponding, it's contingent. Ad kama anu zochrim es Hashem Yisrael. To what extent are we aware of Hashem Yisrael? Can we claim that we fulfill the dictum of the Ramban, b'chol eis chashov belibcha kiilu ata omed lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Ramah's opening comment of Shivisi Hashem. Kisha'anu omrim chas v'sholem, when we claim because of the suffering that we experience, chas v'sholem ein elokim bekirbi, God is far away from me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is master is ponov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol is mesiach das mitanu, the opposite of zocher, of zichronos. You should know the answer is the fault doesn't lie in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's zechira. He doesn't forget. He's aware of us. But it's ba'oso shir, it corresponds to anachnu mesiach datenu mimenu. We suffer from this plague of hesech hadas. We are distracted. We are unaware of the Shechina and its presence. To the extent in which we are Mesiach Das, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mitzamtzeim Hashpa'aso, He in a corresponding way, Mayim Kimayim Panim, in a mirror image, Mitzamtzeim, He limits His Hashpa'a, His involvement in our personal lives. V'ein lanu Hashkochem Yuchedes U'shmir Me'ula, it becomes Shmir Pchusa. Hashem Yisparach Misnayig Ibanu Kilu Anu Moshchim Umeshuchim Lemikrim. We are left kaviyachol to accident without Ashkocha because we are not Mekayim our Zichronos. There are 2 sides to this agreement. We have to live up to our responsibility. Adam Azocher Tamid Es Hashem Yisparach is then Akol Mushpa Umushkach Meito, there are no mikrim. Zochel hashkochem yuchedes shemarom memes also mi'al kol nifgoyim mi'al kol pgoyim. If we want to achieve a fulfillment of zichronos, then we have to be dedicated on a constant basis to remember Hashem. Madregas hazikaron shal Hashem is from beautiful poetry. The level of God's zikaron of us, His involvement in our lives, tluya, corresponds to the Madregas Zichreinu as Hashem Yisbarach, how much we, to what measure we remember Hashem Yisbarach. L'chein Chazal nosnim es ha'etza, and this is the beautiful fabric of the Zichronos. Ashrei ish alo yishkachecha. How fortunate is he who does not experience hesek hadas from Hashem Yisborach. Shalo yishkachecha. Ben adam yis'am etzbach. We work with a certain ma'amatz for dveikus. And finally, ki darshecha li'olam lo yikashlu. The pasuk tells us, and this is the fabric, the essence of Zichronos, that if we are doreish and mevakesh Hashem, like David HaMelech says in the pasuk in Tillim that we recite over and over again during these days, panecha avakesh, if we are mevakshim es Hashem tamid, zochim l'schiras Hashem yisbarach tmidis, in turn Hashem will remember us and protect us on a constant basis, ki darshecha liolam lo yikashlu. And therefore the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, imru lefonai malch zichronos. Not just to recite and give lip service to zichronos, but the eitzah to be zocha bedin, is kedei sheyale zichronechem lefonai letova. The 10 psukim of zichronos, the 10 brachos of zichronos, are it is correct to remind us to remember Hashem constantly. And then, with this preparation, we enter into Rosh Hashanah. We are uplifted, we are inspired, and as a result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mashpia on us for the entire year to come. Ashrei ish alo yishkachecha, ki darshecha liolam lo yikashlu, Hashem will protect us. We ask Hashem on Parshas Kisavo, in the Tzariches Klolos, to bring about the termination and end all these klolos. We've had enough. And we dedicate Hashem to Hashem. Number one, our awareness of Hashem on a constant basis. We will not forget Hashem. Number two, we dedicate ourselves to Achdus, to undermine and negate the chinam of Churban that brought about by Churban Bayis Sheni. And through this Achdus and this focus on Hashem, we come to Hashem on Rosh Hashanah, we recite the Musaf, we integrate Malchios, our dedication, our loyalty to Hashem, the Kabbalas, Malchus Shamayim, Bi'ema V'yira, together with Zichronos, to remind ourselves not to be Mesiach Das for Hashem, as the Ramban said it so beautifully in his Igeris to his son. And finally, the vision of the Achris Hayomim, Bayom Ahu Yitaka B'Shofar Gadol, the day in which God will blast the great, beautiful shofar. He will sound the shofar Shel Mashiach, the time of Gates Hayomim. That's Yom Simchaschem, says Rashi in Parshas Pinchas. And that's the simcha that we have to take in every dimension of our Avodas Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, never to be over the Hashem with a dry and detached kind of relationship. We take and we grab every opportunity to serve Hashem b'simcha u'b'tuv levav, and that will undermine the source of all our klolos, tachas ha'shol avadatem, and in its place will bring about the simcha of the chasen kala of benos Yerushalayim and the dod at that future time when the umas ha'olam, our worst enemies, will testify on our behalf how great is our love for Hashem. Our dod is not the other dod. Our dod is the true dod. Yes, he's Adom, but he's also Lavan. We ask Hashem to give us the strength, the siyua, to prepare for the Yom HaDin, to experience the Yom HaDin through these three parts of the Rosh Hashanah Musaf Davening, to reach the level in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha, personally on each individual level, and collectively on for Klal Yisrael, will be that Hashgacha of Zechiras Habris Tmidis, and will bring about the day of Bias HaMashiach, the blowing of the shofar, the Yom Simchaschem, b'mheira v'yameinu. Amen. Daniel's right, the antidote to the chinam of the 98 klolos, the chinam that brought about the second churban, which is reflected in Parshas Kisava, the Klolos, the Tochacha, that needs a tikkun of Avat Chinam. It's famous in the name of Rav Kook, that Avas Chinam will undermine and cancel the Sinas Chinam that brought about the Golos. I agree with you 1,000%. It's a beautiful Dvar Torah. Avas Chinam is so critical. But at the same time, we have to add Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shomayim, and we have to add Yom Simchaschem. All these are the keys. These are the recipes to bring about the termination of all those close. We've suffered too many karbanos. The Sef Bezura has brought too many karbanos. It's the right moment to culminate our Simcha. Our Mea Brachos B'chol Yom. And the Yom Simchaschem, which Rashi identifies as Rosh Hashanah, may that come about soon in our time. Kein Yiratzon Amen.